This is St. Louis Public Radio. For the first time ever, Republican lawmakers pushed so-called right-to-work legislation to Governor Jay Nixon's desk. To make it happen, GOP senators wielded a rarely used motion to squash a Democratic filibuster. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum explains why the use of the previous question may make legislating harder beyond this session.
For Senator Bob Onder, the decision to shut off debate on so-called right-to-work legislation was a no-brainer. The Lake St. Louis Republican campaigned last year in favor of right to work, which bars arrangements where workers are forced to pay union dues if a majority votes to organize. To cut off an all-hands-on-deck filibuster from Senate Democrats, Onder voted for a procedure called the previous question. That maneuver hadn't been used in the Missouri Senate's regular session for 8 years, but Onder says he felt empowered to break that precedent to pass right to work.
I ran on that issue and won. I got 64% of the vote in a three-way race, so I think it was a mandate to come down here and do the public's business.
For those who don't follow the Missouri legislature closely, terms like previous question may seem like arcane gobbledygook. So here's a simpler explanation on what it is and why it matters to the art of legislating. For one thing, there's no time limit in the Missouri Senate for senators to speak. And when lawmakers encounter a bill they don't like, they can talk for a very long time to either force a compromise or to stop legislation from passing. It's considered highly unusual to bring debate to a halt in the Missouri Senate, and this makes individual lawmakers more powerful, including members of the Democratic superminority. So perhaps State Representative Stephen Weber of Columbia can explain what it feels like for Democrats to be on a receiving end of a previous question.
When you move the previous question, which is the cutoff debate, what's your effect telling all the other senators to shut up? We don't want to hear what you have to say anymore.
And let's just say that after the previous question was unleashed to pass right to work last week, Senate Democrats did the opposite of shutting up.
We're not going to allow that to continue to happen. Period. End of discussion.
That's Senator Scott Sifton speaking on the Senate floor last week. The Afton Democrat joined his colleagues in shutting the Senate down over the last 3 days of session, which led to the demise of countless bills. This wasn't exactly unexpected. When Republicans used three previous question motions in 2007, Democrats entered the 2008 session in a very foul mood. Things got so bad in the Senate that Republicans struck a deal not to use the previous question anymore. Back then, though, Republicans used the previous question on bills that actually became law. When Right to Work passed the Senate, it didn't have enough votes to override a likely Nixon veto. That's because Republicans like Senator Paul Wieland of Imperial won't budge in their opposition to Right to Work.
When you go home and you go to the grocery store, you go to church, you go get gas, the people that come up to talk to me say, "You guys aren't going to pass Right to Work. You're not going to vote for it, are you?" No one has ever came up to me and said, "Paul, we really need you to go up there and vote for Right to Work." It's just never happened.
So given all of this, there's an obvious question here. Was it worth inflaming tensions in the Senate to pass a bill that may not even become law? For Senate Majority Leader Ron Richard of Joplin, the answer is a resounding yes.
We understand that issue that you're talking about, Right to Work, is somewhat confrontational, but we had a majority in our caucus that thought to move forward on it, and it's been an issue that we've been wanting to vote on for over 50 years, and we thought it was time.
Lawmakers like Richard may try to override Nixon's probable right-to-work objection during the September veto session, but it may take a lot longer before there's harmony again in the Missouri Senate and a clearer path for Republican legislative priorities. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.